Philadelphia's 99th mayor, Jim Kenney, will be inaugurated into office Monday, January 4th. And in advance of that transition, NewsWorks Tonight is looking at the legacy of outgoing mayor Michael Nutter. In this evening's sixth installment of a seven-part series, let's look at business and the economy. And for that, joining me is Alex Balloon, director of the Tacony Community Development Corporation. Alex, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And for listeners who may or may not know where the Tacony section is, describe it.
It's an historic community about 8 miles north of downtown Center City, Philadelphia, along the banks of the Delaware. It's what we would refer to as the lower northeast.
And describe the demographic.
It's a diverse community. It's got a historical working class background. It's gotten more diverse in the past, I'd say, 20, 30 years. We have more Latino families, African Americans, immigrant business owners. The area's gotten a lot more diverse over this period of time.
As we've touched on in previous segments of this series, when Nutter took office, shortly thereafter, the recession hit. And as you cite these minority communities, Black, Latino, I imagine they were hurt first in the recession.
They certainly were. And we, in our portion of the city, had one of the highest foreclosure rates in the city of Philadelphia. So often we were particularly hit hard by that recession because a lot of those jobs were some of the first to go as firms downsized.
So here we are, the end of 2015. Is the Tacony section back to where it was pre-onset of the recession?
Not quite. We've made great progress. We're still clearing a lot of foreclosures out of the backlog that are bank-owned, but we're making new investments on our commercial corridor, and we are getting much closer to where we were before the recession.
Tacony was chosen as a Philadelphia neighborhood for a National Trust for Historic Preservation and Knight Foundation project. Describe the project and how Tacony was selected.
That project is to craft the future of the Main Street Movement in America, which is a volunteer-driven, community-based revitalization program that works intensively with small business owners one-on-one. And we were selected as a learning laboratory to help bring new approaches to that Main Street, what we call the Main Street approach to community revitalization. A lot has changed since the Main Street movement started 30 years ago. We have things like Google Docs, work-study students, things that didn't exist, which has really expanded our capabilities to stretch our limited resources even further. So we're really excited to work with the National Trust Main Street Center and also with the Knight Foundation to help craft the future of community revitalization in America.
Though Tacony's not in Center City, it was the Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce that put out this 2015 roadmap for growth, and the whole point is developing this shared partnership agenda with incoming Mayor Jim Kenney. To what extent do you know about Kenney's intents with regard to the Tacony neighborhood?
Jim Kenney's put forward a lot of interesting ideas. One of his hallmarks that I've heard him refer to multiple times is taking East Passyunk, which is a vibrant dining commercial corridor, to other areas of the city. And he also refers to the fact that every neighborhood matters. So he really wants to invest more heavily in neighborhoods. I think that creates a lot of opportunities to help take some low-cost, high-impact techniques that were proven in East Passyunk to other neighborhoods and other commercial corridors.
Are there any inked contracts to date to bring, for example, new businesses and corporations into the section?
I am really excited to announce that we're going to open up our first bakery in 30 years. And it's a high-end, well, it's not quite high-end, but the baker specializes in custom cakes. And she's decided to open up a retail storefront. And I'm very excited about that.
To what extent, quite candidly, do you think your excitement and enthusiasm is shared by the business and merely residential cohort in that neighborhood?
I think there's a lot of excitement in our neighborhood, judging by our social media feedback, also by the number of residential members we have of our community development corporation. I think people are really seeing forward progress. Our vacancy rate has gone from 30% to 10. And so they've seen the 52 trees we've planted. They've seen the 20-some storefronts that we've also improved. So I think people can see and touch what we've done, and they realize that there's going to be more positive momentum in the future.
If you had access to him and could present him with a wish list, what might be a top priority or two in terms of helping the Tacony section?
I'd like to see him continue Mayor Nutter's business security grant program, which provided a grant to business owners to install high-quality security cameras and supplement public security with additional video footage that was registered also with the Philadelphia Police Department. So that was a really great public-private partnership to extend security.
Were these cameras primarily focused inside shops or also out of doors?
Both. And it helps not only to deter crime, but it also helps when there's a particular an event, a crime event, to provide the police with every resource they need to help solve these particular events. So that would be one program I would keep under Mayor Kenney. The second would be the storefront improvement program, which Mayor Kenney has already said that he wants to, in fact, double the funding for. That program, particularly when you bundle storefronts together, has a dramatic impact at breaking a spiral of disinvestment that plagues so many of our commercial corridors.
Describe the program.
In that program, business owners propose improvements that are pedestrian-oriented, so oriented towards customers and shoppers. The city matches 50% of the cost of that improvement and then reviews the proposed design. The business owner then goes forward with those improvements, and then the business owner is reimbursed after the project is completed. It's often fresh paint, new signage, new windows, new doors. Often there are second-story improvements to restore historic features, so it really gives a building its best face. The City of Philadelphia Commerce Department did a study on that program and found that, I can tell you, in Tacony, some stores that participated had sales increases of up to 20%. That data was also analyzed in neighborhoods like Fishtown and Passyunk, East Passyunk, and the data there also showed substantial increases on sales and customers.
For listeners not familiar with Tacony, perhaps not living in Philadelphia proper, come to Tacony for what? What's a great restaurant? What's a great thing to see?
I love to brag about our hoagie trail. We have three of the best hoagie shops in Philadelphia, and each one makes homemade meats and sausage. So it's a great low-cost, on a nice day, getaway. And I think that's a great thing to explore.
And for non-retail, what's a great site or location or vista?
I would recommend Lardner's Point Park. It's a beautiful view of the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge over the North Delaware. Looking over to New Jersey, you can see a beautiful waterfront. And it's going to be part of the East Coast Greenway when it's complete. There's some trail sections that have been completed. There are more slated to go under construction in the next few months.
I'll bring the hoagies. I'll meet you on the bridge.
That sounds like a deal.
Alex, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Alex Balloon, director of the Tacony Community Development Corporation.